It's tournament time, and the Cats are getting ready to take on the Oakland Golden Grizzlies. Should we be concerned about this game? That is going to be the discussion on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Wildcats Today, joined, as always, by my co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, how we doing?
Doing great today. I'm getting a little bit anxious. I wouldn't say nervous. I'd say anxious for the game tomorrow night, but having a good day otherwise.
Can you give me a difference in those two things? What is the difference there? What's the feelings there?
Yeah, so I would say anxious is more of a nervous excitement, like just ready for it to be here, than more of like a, I feel like nervous is more of like a dread. Like you're like,
so oh, I'm saying I'm happy crying is a happy cry.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when the Cats hit number nine this year, we're going to see Grizz.
Yeah, number nine, I'll have happy tears in my eyes, of course. Yeah,
exactly. So getting into this game, I mean, I don't want to be that metrics guy who's like, the metrics mean everything. But I mean, like, listen to these numbers. Oakland is 126th in. Now, I will say Golden Grizzlies is an awesome mascot. They get a point there. But 126th in the net. They're 1-5 in quad one games. Their one win is over in a Xavier team that, like, I mean, the only good thing about Xavier is probably Jared Gadd. And then, and then you got the KenPom rankings. 137th in the KenPom rankings, 134th in offense, 165th in defense. This Kentucky should score 120 points. I mean, we're bigger, we're more physical, we're better. This is one of those games. It would have to be a Cinderella thing for Oakland to win this basketball game. But Carson, they've got a Cinderella player in Jack Golkey, and I do not like him. I already don't like him. Haven't played him yet, but goodness gracious, shoots 9.6 three-pointers a game. He has only attempted 8 field goal attempts that were not three-pointers on the season. He has attempted the second most three-pointers in all of college basketball while shooting 37%. Carson, thoughts on these games, on this game, thoughts on Golkey, and maybe thoughts on Trey Townsend, their other talented player.
Yeah, so Golkey, I was watching a little bit of their conference championship against Milwaukee. Golkey's one of those guys that he only shoots threes, and he will pass up an open look to take like a step back and then fade and shoot it. He's like a Steph Curry type of shooter. Like he'll look for the harder shot, and I mean he's really good at it. It's what he does. He comes off screens hard. So we're going to have to go over screens. You can't go under screens against that guy. And yeah, for him, as good as he is offensively, watching him on defense, you kind of almost laugh because he might be one of the worst defenders I've ever seen. So he as good as he is offensively, he also gives it back on the defensive end. So I'm not too terribly concerned about him. And yeah, you're talking about Townsend. He's a 6'6 big. He's their best player. He actually has had 38-11 in their conference championship game, which is really, really impressive. I mean, it was very good performance. But a lot of his game is back down, post move, kind of sky hook. He's got all those in his bag, but he's not one of those guys that's going to – he doesn't shoot very many threes. I mean, he'll shoot them if he's wide open.
And he does shoot 35%, but it's definitely not his game.
He shoots at a pretty good percent, but he's one of those guys like Johnny Broome at Auburn. He's only going to shoot it if he's wide open. So really, I'm not too terribly concerned about him because in my opinion, I would stick a do on him and basically just tell him to beat you. Like because a do's bigger and more physical than that guy is. He's got a higher vertical. He's probably a better defender. I just think if you stick a do on that guy and then play five out on the offensive end with a do in the game, I really don't know how they can beat you. I just don't see the way that they can beat you.
Yeah, I mean, when I first saw Townsend's numbers, he is the Horizon League player of the year. So, I mean, this dude's no joke. But his style of play, yes, he can dribble a little bit. He can shoot the ball a little bit when he's open. He can, he's not a guy that's going to catch it on the block and try and get a layup there. He can dribble a little bit, but it's a lot of layups and sky hooks. Like you said, he plays a 6'11" game and a 6'6" body. And
who he reminds me of, Andrew?
Who?
He plays a lot like PJ Washington.
I don't hate that comparison.
Yeah, but he plays a lot like PJ. Of course, PJ. PJ was more like 6'9", 6'10". Yeah. And second year PJ developed a good 3-point shot too. But I think the back to the basket esque, like that mold, I think it reminds me a lot of PJ Washington.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you on that. That's a good, it's a good take. But once again, 6'8", 6'9" is different from 6'6". And I mean,
Antonio Reeves is 6'6".
Yeah, exactly. I mean, our wings and some of our guards are, I mean, you know, Adu's listed as a guard.
Yeah.
Justin might be listed as a guard.
And he is.
6'8". Like, do you know what I mean? Like, point here is, if you defend this guy, and it's not rocket science. I don't think it's going to be rocket science. I know people like to get on Coach Cal for his decision-making. It's not going to be rocket science. You put Justin and or Adu, and I lean Adu. I agree with you on Adu, but I've said Justin or Adu because I think you can get away with either of them. Even maybe Trey. I mean, I think maybe even Trey. But you put him on Townsend and say, don't let him score. I don't know how he's going to score over all of that size. Now, I'm not saying that there's no tall players in the Horizon League, because there are. You know, we're not going to act like the Horizon League is full of, you know, 5'7" people. But I still look at this and I say to myself, I think that Kentucky is going to be able to defend him and defend him well. I'm not concerned about him, to be honest with you. If he was 6'10", I'd be a little concerned. I would be. That 6'6", and some say, you know, it's not the size of the dog or whatever. What's that? Say that saying. What is that saying? It's
what?
The size of the dogs, the fighting the dog. Well, you know what I mean?
I think everyone knows what you're trying to say.
Okay. Well, yeah. There you go. But there's your motivation for the day. Remember that. But you know, some might say that, and sure, yeah, I can get behind that. But at the end of the day, Kentucky has better athletes. You know what I mean? Kentucky has better, there's more athleticism in blue. So I just don't, I'm more concerned about Golkey, because Golkey, and I wrote this in an article today over at wildcatstoday.com. That dude makes 7 threes. We might be in a little bit in trouble. Now, are we really, because of the way we shoot the ball? We'd have to see the flow of the game. But I'd be more concerned about that dude making Harlem Globetrotter 7 threes, you know, like over the shoulder and stuff with his eyes closed, than I am Townsend taking over the game and doing what he did in his league's championship game and scoring nearly 40 points. I'm not concerned about Townsend. He's a great basketball player. He's an incredible basketball player. Truly, watch him. He's got the skill. But he doesn't have the size for the way he plays the game to compete in the SEC, against SEC teams, against these teams. So, and give Oakland credit, they've performed well against Power Six basketball teams. I'm not taking anything away from this team. They have performed well. You know, they beat Xavier. They've played well. I think it was it Illinois they played well against. Let me pull that up. They lost to Ohio State by 6 points, and they lost to Illinois by 11. So, I mean, they've hung in there with some Power Six teams, with, you know, Big Ten teams.
Big Ten's overrated.
I don't disagree with you on that at all, but let me see if there's any more. They lost by an amount of points. I'm not going to pretend to do math here on this podcast, to Michigan State. Less than 20. But so you pipe down. But, you know, they've hung around. These scores aren't 42 to 87. You know what I mean? Like, they're not. So I think Oakland can hang around, but I don't think they're going to win. And those of you who listen every day to our, you know, every time we post a podcast, y'all know I'm like the CEO of being overly concerned with basketball games. And I'm just not worried about it. Now, I know it's March. They're Cinderellas, but I'm not going to get concerned. So, I mean, Carson, any other thoughts on this team, on this game?
I think one key to make sure Townsend doesn't have a great game is you got to stay on the floor. We've seemed to have a problem with jumping when on pump fakes and that sort of thing. Because then Townsend, of course, he's an older player, so he's very high IQ basketball player. He'll jump right into you. And then there you go. You have two fouls already on Hugo. He's out of the game. Like, you can't – don't get in foul trouble against this guy. Just stay on the ground. You're longer. You're taller. You're more athletic than this guy. You don't even have to jump. So, that – and you got to go over screens on Golkey. Just don't let Golkey get a good look. We'd rather the other people beat you, to be honest. I would much rather live with a Townsend mid-range than a Golkey – three-pointer. So yeah, if you can translate that, that's what you need to do. But I just don't see how Oakland has the firepower to keep up with our offense. I mean, if they're in the above 150 in defensive efficiency, like, this team is way too good offensively to let Oakland beat you.
And they're not good offensive efficiency, you know?
Yeah.
134.
I know. And there are – I see media people really concerned about this game. And I just, at looking more into it and watching the games, I don't see the concern. I really don't see the concern. I think Kentucky's a much better team. I think Kentucky's a better defensive team and a better offensive team than Oakland. We have way more talent. We have the most talent in the country, but yeah, we have way more talent. I think we could play any way we wanted to and would be all right in this game. I really do believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm with you in every way. And I mean, I think the preview, I just go win this game. Don't go blow them out. Don't let this get interesting. Don't let them feel like they can win it. Their coach feels like they can win it. And I know their coach and Coach Cal has some kind of, they're buddies or have some kind of, you know, they respect one another. So, but the Oakland coach thinks they can win this game. He's made that clear. So I don't think they can win this game.
This is their best matchup. I'm not sure that he's the smartest coach in the world. I mean, if you run a 2-3 zone and you're playing against the best shooting team in the country, I wouldn't say that's your best matchup.
I saw a quote from Townsend about the zone. He's like, nobody knows how to prepare for us. And I'm like, well, I do. It's just you kick it out and you make open threes. How about we against a team shooting 42%, whatever.
Or you have backdoor cuts and a dude gets a dunk. Like I see a lot of different ways to beat them is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. It's like, well, I mean, our team does happen to shoot 41.2% from three. Yeah. So I think that we're going to be able to live there. And maybe someone hits that little elbow jumper in the zone. I mean, there's so much that's going to be wide open because of a 2-3 zone is like, I told you when we talked about this on Monday, like the players, when it was whoever, it was Miami, we decided Miami that played this, that
it
zone.
It was Miami for sure.
After the game, the players were like, I'll give anybody $10 to play a zone. Please play a 2-3 zone. That would be awesome. I would really appreciate if you did that. So I wonder.
Well, the thing is, Andrew, after watching them play, they can't not play a 2-3 zone.
Yeah.
Because their guards, Lampen and Golkey, literally cannot guard anybody.
Yeah.
They're out there purely for offense. They are no threat on the defensive end.
Yeah. So my point is, go blow this team out and let's get to Saturday. I think it's pretty simple. Don't make this interesting. I don't want to – don't make
start fast, too. I would love to see this team start fast and just keep it on the gas.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, just don't.
Because starting slow gives the other team confidence in the fact that they'll be able to hang around in the game. And if a team hangs around in the game, then anything can happen. Then it's up to basketball gods at that point.
So don't let – that's what I'm saying. Don't make it interesting. Lead this game by 14 and a half. Blow this team. In all respect to Oakland, good for them winning their conference. Those kids are getting a ring. Great for them. That's awesome to see. But go blow the doors off this team. You know what I mean? Really, you know, because – you're better than the basketball team. Yeah, don't make this interesting. Don't make this interesting, and then go blow the doors off whoever you play on Saturday, and let's get serious about this. So, I mean, Carson, give me a score prediction and an MVP.
Yeah, I got Kentucky 110 to Oakland's 85 points.
Okay.
And you know, I mean, if you're going to play a 2-3 zone and your defense is worse than Alabama's, I do not see how in the world you're going to be able to hold us under at least 100.
The statistics agree with you. What did we score against Alabama? I mean, we scored
almost 120, I think.
117. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's just the tournament. So I'm taking Kentucky 96-77 just because it's a tournament, and I feel like Oakland's going to try and turn up the intensity a little bit on the defensive end. I still think we get close to triple digits, and I wouldn't be at all surprised. I mean, no part of me would be surprised if we scored 100 points. So I'm going to say Kentucky wins this game 96-77. I think your MVP is going to be one and only. I think it's going to be Reed Sheppard. I think he's going to come out and have a big game. I think he's going to be Mr. March. I just have this feeling that he's going to be that dude. Now, seeing, you know, Rob, when we got our bracket, he's just looking like this. That scares me because I think he might kill somebody. Or, I mean he's ready to roll. But I just think Reed is going to be Mr. March. I think he's going to go insane. And I really think Reed Sheppard is going to solidify himself as a top five pick. So I'm going to say Reed Sheppard has 20 points in this game. Who's your MVP?
I got Mr. Antonio Reeves. It's an easy pick. But I just think with the 2-3 zone, I think Reeves is going to get so many open looks.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a field day for him. I think he could go for almost 30 if he wanted to. So I'd expect Reeves to have a really good game.
Yeah. I am completely with you on that. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked. It's going to be a fun – it's March, ladies and gentlemen, and this is exciting.
Go win. So, go get it done.
And go embarrass some people this weekend. Make a statement. People think you can make a run. Go prove it. Go stomp.
I'll tell you this. You beat both these teams by more than 10 points. Oakland. Yeah. You beat both these teams by more than 10 points. Media will start talking about you as a Final Four national title team. Yeah. So
go stomp some folks and let's make a run. So Carson, any other thoughts before we call today?
I don't got anything else other than go Cats.
Yeah. I'm with you. We will try and do something on Friday to just a little preview the next game, assuming the Cats get the win. We will try and get something to you Friday. Either way, probably, but hopefully, obviously, we're presuming that's going to be a positive conversation. So we'll have that coming to you Friday. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button. It really does help the show. We really appreciate that. And then, you know, we've been previewing this game over at Wildcats today for the whole week. We will be, you know, have stuff during the game. So go check out that. Go check out the socials there. You can find us on Facebook, Wildcats Today, and Twitter, Wildcats Today. So go check us out there. And then, yeah.
If you find any misspellings, let Andrew know.
There's no misspellings. I have Grammarly. Boom. 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 But, yeah, let me know. That would be great. All right. Like we said, we will see y'all next time on Friday. Everybody enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the game. Enjoy, hopefully, a Big Cats win, and we will see you next time.